Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Pneumaticoff. I'm your host, Dr. Josiah Rich, and this morning's episode is entitled The Formidable Consequence of Judging Others is Receiving Judgment from God. Once again, I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 6, verses 37 through 42. Luke chapter 6, verses 37 through 42. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over. Shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that you meet, withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spake a parable to them. Unto them, can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect, that should be, or should read mature, shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote, or the small dry twig, that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either, how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote, or the small chip, or dry twig, that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam, and here it is, the beam stick, that is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, cast out first, notice the language, very important, thou hypocrite, or hypocrita, in the Greek, cast out first the beam or the stick out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to pull out of the mote that is in thy brother's eye. Now, the words that I've just read to you are a part of the Sermon on the Mount. In Matthew chapters 5 through 7, we have the Sermon on the Mount. And there, in Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5, we have the words that I've just read to you. And it is a significant note that these are the words of Jesus himself. I remind you of this because Jesus himself said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Jesus here is speaking of the formidable ethos of what it means to be vitally related to him. Not in a religious way, but in a vital, organic union. He himself said, you and me and I and you. Jesus himself also said, love one another, agape, love one another as I have loved you. Agape is significant for us to understand because the word agape, which is the word that Jesus uses for life is a sacrificial love. Well, that's a love that says, for God so loved the world, is to be our compelling path. It is to be the way. And I use the verb be consciously. We are to be the way Jesus loves, in love, the way Jesus loves is. He loves his own. He loves his own. We are his own. We are the body of Christ. He said, love one another as I have loved you. The words that he is speaking here in Luke chapter 6, verse 6, 7, these words are to his own. He says, judge not and you shall not be judged. These are not mere words. These words represent a vital ontology. And ontology means, for our studies, way of being. And it is a living ontology that is presented to us here. If anyone be in Christ, he is new creation. Not if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. The word there, kenosis, means a new creation. If anyone in Christ, he is new creation, or she is new creation. The old worn out things are passed away. Behold, all things are become fresh to remain so. Those are the words of Paul that were given to him by God the Holy Spirit. Jesus here speaks to his own about this very important word, judge. And krenete is the word that is given here. Our word judgment, the word that we use for divine judgment or the judgment of God, is the word krisis, K-R-I-S-I-S in the Greek. And the unbelieving one are under present tense. He that believeth not, he that believes not, is presently under the Christ of God. In other words, these persons dwell in Christ. Now, the word judgment here, krenete, is given in the present imperative. The word judge means to divide. It means to give one's opinion in a particular or to give one's opinion in a private manner. It means to pass sentence. It means to assume a judicial role that is not one's assume. James tells us that there is one judge, and so James says something very interesting that I need to read for you. This is James chapter 4, verse 11. James writes, speak not evil. Now, in Luke chapter 6, verse 37, we have the words judge not. The word judge, krenete, is given in the present imperative. And here, in James 4, 11, James says, speak not evil. Notice the language. Speak not evil. These words are also given in the present imperative. So Jesus said, judge not. James said, speak not evil. One of another, brethren. And James uses the term adelphoi, which is a plural term for brethren. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. Again, adelphoi, as adelphos, which is a singular in the Greek, means those of the same womb, or one of the same womb. Speaking intimacy, speaking type of relationship that as members of the body of Christ we have presently one with another. See, the denominational stuff, the skin color stuff, the one-upmanship, cultural stuff, all that is cosmic stuff. It has nothing to do with the attachment. It has everything to do with prejudice, which God knows goes on. God knows our practices. And these things may not be even conscious to us. They have been so ingrained. Therefore, the imperative for each believer is to become a student of the Word of God. You become proficient, you become a profound student of the Word of God, then our lives change. We develop into the manichoi, that is, the spiritual one, and we're able to see certain things that before we had never believed or seen before. If you would take time to read this dancing cycle of stories, you would read about an individual who followed what he saw, who followed his eye, Araya. And that led him into much trouble. He created Bra, the breaking up of ruin of or ruin of all that is in that is within a person's life. Bra. And Bra triggers rebellion. You see this in the case of the Jonah narrative. God had given him a ministry. God had specifically told him what he wanted to do, to go to the great city of Nineveh, to be that Yonah in the Hebrew, Yonah, whirls up. That is, he reared up in rejection and in rebellion. And so as a result, he thought he could walk away from the will of God. He believed that he had a choice in the matter that was greater than the divine prerogative. And so you see the narrowness of perception. You see hubris. You see pride. You see arrogance. And one can have a also malignant narcissism. See, these where there is the prominence of self, then there is going to be a rejection with God. You read that after God had given instruction to King Saul through Samuel the prophet, with regard to the Amalekites, we read about Saul's incomplete obedience, and after he had returned from that mission that he was given by God, Saul went up and set up a monument to himself. Interesting, is it not? And you see the distancing language. One reads about the distancing language that Saul is confronted by Samuel. And he threw his own soldiers under the bus. And he was distancing the language with regard to the Lord. Please read in 1 Samuel. And it is a very wonderful case study. And I bring up these instance, because I want you to understand that there is so much that goes on in judging others, so much of our own personal history that we let go, but God knows. And God knows that we do not have the ability to judge. We don't have all the facts about another individual, and we don't care to know. We just know that there's something about a particular individual that we want to pronounce sentence upon them, or upon that individual. So, James writes, "Speak not evil one of another, brother. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law." Now notice the transgressions. And the word transgression means to cross over a divinely established boundary. So the person who speaks evil of his brother is in transgression. And James writes that he speaks also evil of the law. Because notice what James goes on to say. He that judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, because the individual speaks evil of the law too, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. See, the understanding of who is one's brother in the eyes of God, because God has tied the individual at his birth. God has tied the individual in his essential being, the essence of his humanity, to the Word of God. Now, I know the individual who seeks to judge or who has inappropriately stepped into the role as judge does not care. And God gives constructive notice to us so that the individual who judges another cannot plead the sin of ignorance. They say that I was unaware, I didn't know the specifics of Scripture. Well, he has assumed, or she has assumed, the burden of being a judge, and that is a formidable role. Whether or not he or she has done it in arrogance or ignorance is not the case. But the Scripture tells us very pointedly that this individual speaketh evil of law. Because, see, judging an individual means attacking the essence of that person who is made in the image of God. It is an attack upon the Imago Dei, Latin for the image of God. It is a very brutal way of being, to judge, to pass, to do such incredible harm to another. And maybe the individual who has judged the person that we know of has a history of this very brutal and arrogant behavior. He goes on, After the colon, she states, but if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. James is very serious about being doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. In James chapter 1, verse 22, James states, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So, verse 12 of James chapter 4, James 4, 12, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Well, where God takes judging others in a very serious manner, because judgment or judging others is an attack upon the essence of that individual. An individual made in the image of God. Of course, all that is summarily dismissed by the one who judges the importance of that as that individual's life to God. We read in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not die or perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world. Now, James goes on, Luke states, verse 37, Luke 6:37, chapter 6, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. These are two pivotal areas of life that we have to unpack if we are to have real spiritual lives. And God says, and Jesus says in verse 37, judge not, and you shall not be judged. Now, the individual who ignores or whoever oversteps or defines their established boundary will suffer consequences. He or she who judges has stepped into an environment and stepped into the role of the role of judge, and so therefore the consequence of that action is that the individual will have to face God. And to face God, because one has become a judge, is a very dangerous situation. So notice, judge not and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. And so therefore, the individual who does overstep or who transgresses in the area of judging others will face the consequences or the consequence of that decision. and it is not pleasant. So God is, God wants us to know what it would mean. So in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 reads, "Judge not, and you shall not be judged." Verse 2 states, "For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again." See, it is, judge not is stated in the present imperative. The present imperative, of course, is a command, and it means prohibition. And so therefore, given that Jesus said, has stated this in the present imperative, it means needs to do it and do it at once. Stop this behavior of judging others. For judgment you need, you shall be judged. Now, what happens to the personality? What happens within the soul? Psyche? What happens within that individual? What is transformed? Well, the judgment that this individual has meted out to another is a judgment he himself will receive back. See, the equation is balanced. So you see persons who will never mature spiritually, who will never have prosperity because they have held on to the fact that this individual deserved their judgment, or deserved his or her judgment. So therefore, that individual is going to pay. The individual who judges pays too. It is a package deal. Individuals who judge must understand this is a package deal. Now, that is counterintuitive. It is an individual who judges does not really get what is going on, because in his world or her world, this viewpoint and this attitude, this very terrible attitude, has not been surrendered to God. This individual is truly festive. And so therefore, his personality will manifest that God has judged this life. This individual judges his own life. Yeah. And it is very serious. That needs to change. That needs to be surrendered. That needs to be confessed. According to 1 John 1, 9, and it needs to be, the individual needs to need repentance. And also, the therapist or counselor whom the individual sees will probably needs to repent, needs to be in confession too. Judgment is very serious. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.